Hello, my friends. Jacobs here one more time. Thank you for pressing that play button, for spending a little time with me, a little QT. It's quality time. You know, during the apocalypse. Because there's so many weird, wacky things going on. I have so much material. You know, there used to be a time when I'd be like, oh, what show am I going to do? Every other minute, I got something just insane to talk about.
If I get elected, now if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath for the whole, that's going to be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country. That'll be the least of it. It's going to be a bloodbath for the country.
The big news right now, everybody's all abuzz with the term bloodbath, right? Because the Trumpster, who is now the presumed, go figure, who would have guessed, right? Who would have guessed that he'd be coming back? This guy and all of you. He's the presumed 2024 GOP presidential nominee. He was in Ohio on Sunday for a campaign stop, you know, at the Buckeye Values Summit or whatever it's called. He came under some criticism because he was talking about how things were going to be a bloodbath if he wasn't elected. And of course, everybody all over the place was quick. They were quick to put out all the articles, like the New York Times, which basically their headline was, Trump says some migrants are not people and predicts a bloodbath if he is not elected. I mean, it sounds pretty sus when you look at it that way. Listen, you want to hear it from the horse's mouth? And I'm not calling Trump a horse.
Young people, they're in jail for years, and if you call them people, I don't know if you call them people. In some cases, they're not people, in my opinion. But they're sending their prisoners to see us. They're sending, and they're bringing them right to the border.
He was talking about the automotive industry. He was talking about China, and he was talking about how bad it would be. I mean, you could interpret it as he was saying other things, too. But I think that there's some spiritual symbolism to this. Today's show, you're going to see a lot of things through a different lens. It'll maybe make you a little more excited about how kooky things have gotten.
Put a 100% tariff on every single car that comes across the line, and you're not going to be able to sell those cars. If I get elected, now if I don't get elected, it's going to be a bloodbath.
The Trump team quickly said last night, he was just talking about the auto industry. Consider the full context, everyone, otherwise it's irresponsible. Well, if they want us to consider the full context, let's do just that. Because the full context is that Trump kicked off the same exact rally by saluting the people who were convicted for the deadly assault on the U.S. Capitol on January 6th, all to the tune of the national anthem sung by a choir of imprisoned insurrectionists.
After I saw Elon put out the whole thing about the NPCs, he's like, look at all the NPCs, and they're crying out for a bloodbath. I think to myself, I look at that, and I think of the scriptures that talk about how we're washed in the blood, and that the blood is symbolic of how we are renewed in through our lives are renewed through Christ, through the blood that was shed for us. Now, this is interesting, because I put that out there. I said, according to scripture, being washed in the blood of Christ makes a person clean. So perhaps a bloodbath is exactly what this world needs. After all, there is no remission of sin without the shedding of blood. But then I put in quotes, I said, soulish, physical, literal, understanding. The blood is a symbol, according to scripture, the word nephesh is used. And it's the word used for the soul of man. Not the spirit of God, but the soul of man. So it's more like the earthy meets the heavenly. So without shedding of the earthly nature, you can't become one with the heavenly nature. You get it? It's really more symbolic than anything else. Scripture all over the place talks about how blood is symbolic. The soul of the body is found in the blood. And I thought I was clear when I put this out. A buddy of mine was like, hey, you worship a guy that wants people to be, you know, washed in literal blood. Oh, okay, whatever, you weirdo, right? They said this, but I said, I thought I was clear. It was not about literal blood. Nephesh, it's about soulish thinking. You know, scripture does state Scripture says very, very clearly, I don't need literal animal sacrifices. I don't care about the blood of goats and the blood of sheep. I'm not interested in that. I care about you sacrificing your animalistic qualities. The Bible very clearly says that God opens his mouth in parable, in dark sayings. So a lot of the time, you know, when we look at certain things a certain way, there's a spiritual meaning. And the literal interpretation, according to Paul, the apostle, it kills. The letter can kill, but the spirit is what brings life. So without the shedding of blood, it's really more like there's no remittance of sin unless you get rid of your sinful ways. That's really what it is. There's so many passages about this too. Listen, one of my favorite numbers lately, because it's about Strong's 111, that which is abominable, that which is unlawful. It's a big thing. I just did a whole live video, a live stream about the eclipse and Jonah and all of that stuff. And if you haven't seen that show, you should watch that show, because there's a lot to that show. There's a lot coming our way, and you need to be ready for it and excited, especially if you've tried to live a better life. God doesn't care if you take a goat and a ram and like literally slaughter it. God doesn't care. This is in Scripture. Isaiah 1:11. To what purpose is the multitude of your sacrifices unto me, says the Lord? I'm full of burnt offerings. I'm tired of seeing it. I got it up to here with your burnt offerings, the rams and the fat of your fed beasts. I don't delight in the blood of bullocks or lambs or goats. And then in Psalms it says, I have no need of a bull from your stall or a goat from your pen. I'm God. I created everything. You think if I'm hungry, I need something from you? I want you to be better. Scripture states in many, 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 many areas that God wants mercy. He wants love. Micah 7:18, Psalms 103:7-18, Isaiah 43:23-25. The list goes on and on. I got a whole list of examples where God forgives people that just obey his laws. And what are God's laws? Very simple. You love God with all your heart, with all your might. You love others like yourself. You do that, you don't need to be, bathing in literal blood, but the bloodbath that's coming, being washed in the blood. It's interesting, after I put out that passage, that even Kim, the real Kim Shady on X, she's put out another passage from Ezekiel where it talks about how, if people aren't going to repent, there's going to be, you're going to be bathed in that blood. And what does that mean? It means that either you shed the blood, your false identity in the world, and you shed your sinful nature and your carnal ways, or your carnal ways, you're going to bathe in it. You're going to bathe in it till you're sick of it. That's the whole point. This is the day we're in. This is the message that I've been kind of hammering home. It's kind of like you do the right thing, you're going to get the right thing. You do the wrong thing, you're going to get the wrong thing. A couple of cool people were pointing out the fact that the red wave is coming. That just like a day before the bloodbath comment came out, how Elon put out there's either a red wave this November or America is doomed. A red wave. And then there's an X account called I Donaldo Trump, and he's got Trump, dancing and surfing on a red wave. It's all pretty interesting to me. But today is the day when things should get your attention. This should get your attention. And if it hasn't gotten your attention, you do need to watch my last live stream about Jonah. This is the day we're in. This is the day we're in. You know, I had a couple of comments on my live show, which, by the way, I'm so grateful for so many of you. You're sharing it around. You're getting involved. You're leaving me super chats. And I'm grateful for all of you that are doing everything that you can to support the work on this channel. It's an important thing to get people to be good. To make the world a better place, right? To seek God, seek the kingdom of God. If you seek the kingdom of God first, and that's righteousness, peace, and joy, and power in the Holy Ghost. If you seek the kingdom of God first, guess what happens? Everything will be added on to you. You're never going to have a need. But you got to do it earnestly. You know, you can't just be like, oh, I'm gonna go on a literal fast, or oh, I'm gonna go slaughter some animals, and I'm gonna do like a sacrifice and show God how great I am. Oh, No, you can't do that. You can't force God's hand. He just wants you to be kind. He wants you to be loving. He wants you to follow the truth. And the truth is, love is the only way. Jonah, when he was washed up on Nineveh's land, he came and he stood there and he told everybody, look, you got a little bit of time. You got a little bit of time before God wipes this place out, right? Time to repent. What happened? The king of Nineveh, he puts on sackcloth, right? In ashes. It's literally symbolic of Carbondale, where those eclipses are touching. Carbon, 666, ashes, same thing. Very interesting. The six electrons, six protons, six neutrons. I just find it interesting that the king of Nineveh says, you know what? We need to declare a fast for everybody in the land. The animals, the people, everybody needs to do it for 40 days, 40 nights, no food, no water. But really, what the fast was all about, it wasn't about that. It was about stopping being wicked and being kind. Some people were saying in the comment section, they were like, oh, I don't know about this whole Jonah thing. Someone even pointed out that, that was in the past. And I said to the person, I said, oh, Ecclesiastes 1:9. I think that's the one. Ecclesiastes, where it says very clearly, there's nothing new under the sun. Whatever has been will be again. This is the Jonah sign. Jesus promised it. He said, a wicked generation seeks a sign. None will be given but that of the prophet Jonah. All we got is the prophet Jonah. We got Nineveh being hit in these eclipses. We got Jonah being hit in these eclipses. We got all of this stuff. And not to mention that, we got like a movie that just was released called Jonah. Nicholas on X. He's very in tune. He pointed this out to me. And I go and I look at the trailer and go figure. The trailer's got like 111,000 views, 111, from 1 month ago. You got the 111, you got the 1111 right there. Jonah, take a look. That's weird. That's weird. That, and it's about, by the way, it's about like an alien invasion, right? Supposedly. But the actual line of the movie on the poster, the movie poster, Eddie pointed this out to me, is that he wasn't taken, he was awakened. This is what I said is coming. A day where we wake up from the sleep that we've been in, from our ignorance. It's going to be a bloodbath. You'll be washed clean of your sin. Or you're gonna reap a harvest of your sin. One of the two. That's the day that we're in. The two sets of cicadas that are appearing at the same time. The goat and the sheeps. The wheat and the tares. Depends on what side of the fence you're on. Don't be a fence sitter now. Fence sitters don't get anywhere in life, really. You know, got a big thing with the influencers now. I'm trying to get people to realize that these people that are getting millions and millions of views, that they're doing everything, and they're divisive, and they're hateful, and they're tearing people apart. I've been praying, if they be corrupt, and then what do I see? I see Willing Witness puts out a tweet where Michael Rappaport, I don't know if you know who he is, he was big back in the day when I was younger, now he's kind of like, it's like a washed-up celebrity, but really he just hits all the talking points where he's the guy that hated Trump. Now he's like, oh, I need to vote for Trump because things have gotten so bad. This is the guy, Michael Rappaport. Well, a video surfaced online where you hear him on the phone. Someone's recording him, I guess, in a hallway, and he's saying, hey, if I say this, I get this money. If I say this, I get this money. If I say all of these things together with a different kind of emoji, I say, and it's all about division.
Pay me a certain price. If I say Zionist, you pay me a certain price. If I say Zionist, Israel, and Jewish, that's the big three. I get paid for that.
It's all about division. It's nonsense. He said it was AI. Didn't look like AI to me. But hey, what are you going to do? People are so far gone today. And they're so sold out to these big-name celebrities that are online. People are being manipulated on a regular basis. That's the thing. It's all fake news. That's the day we're in. When people will call evil good, and they will call good evil. I get a lot of heat when I come against these big-time influencers. It's very strange. But the Jonah story, it holds weight. How else do I know this? Well, when Nicholas told me about the movie that's coming out, which is just freaky. The whole trailer is freaky. It's about how we're about to go home, right? Gets me thinking. There's something coming, right? There's something coming. With that, with the Millennial Falcon, the Devil Comet coming, same time, all this stuff is happening. It's very interesting. But at the same time, you got in the news, Spider-Man No Way Home. J.K. Simmons admits he never met Tom Holland. He talks Jonah Jameson. It was like big news about this guy talking about his character, Jonah Jameson. You know Jonah Jameson, the Daily Planet guy? He was in charge of all that stuff. Then Josh Brolin, remember Thanos? Remember him? Well, he played Jonah Hex. He's in the news right now because he was saying that Jonah Hex was like a terrible movie. Jonah and then Hex. Terrible movie. Get it? Weird. Not just that, but the damaged Hollywood star known as Jonah Hill has a movie that he's coming out with very shortly called Outcome. Here's Jonah in the news everywhere. Cameron Diaz is said to be in the movie. It's like a big deal. Matt Boomer is set to co-star opposite Keanu Reeves in this Jonah Hill new movie. Very weird. Called Outcome. Not just that. Director Jonah Feingold describes X Mass. So I guess like it's like a movie that's coming up. X-Mess. It has to do with like former flames. Jonah, everywhere you look. Don't tell me that the sign of Jonah isn't being heralded on high right now. Seems very, very obvious to me. But the thing that's freaked me out the most is that I got a comment. I don't even know who it was. They said something about my last video. And then the last line was, ask ChatGPT when Easter is. And I was like, Oh, I gotta go do this. So I go and I ask ChatGPT, hey, when's Easter?
Hello, how can I assist you?
What day does Easter start in 2024?
Easter Sunday in 2024 is on April 21st. Therefore, the Easter season begins with Easter Sunday on April 21st, 2024.
What day does Easter start in 2024?
Easter Sunday in 2024 is on April 14th.
Huh?
Easter Sunday in 2024 is on April 21st. Easter Sunday in 2024 is on April 14th.
And ChatGPT gives me like two different answers, and neither of them are correct for today. How is ChatGPT, who's like heralded as being like the best AI going, get Easter wrong? How does this happen? My calendar had Easter on it from last year or the year before. How is it possible that ChatGPT could get this wrong? But then I say, I wonder if it got Passover wrong too. So I asked, and guess what? It does.
What day does Passover start in 2024?
Passover begins at sundown on Friday, April 19th, 2024, and ends at nightfall on Saturday, April 27th.
What day does Passover begin in 2024?
Passover begins in 2024 on the evening of Wednesday, April 3rd. And ends in the evening of Thursday, April 11th.
So it gives one date, then it gives another date. It gives one day to Passover, another day to Passover. It gives one day to Easter, gives another day to Easter. So then I think of my wonderful, beautiful neighbors that live across the street, who Ethan's right outside right now playing with the children, probably playing basketball or something. You probably hear them in the background if you listen real, real careful. And they're celebrating right now Ramadan. Remember I told you a show or two ago where Muhammad was looking all tired because he wasn't used to the fast and Ramadan. So I say, hey, let's see if ChatGPT gets that right. Got it wrong. Why is ChatGPT getting all of these super important holy days wrong? Did they change the dates? Are things today different than they've always been? Is it a Mandela effect? Well, I don't know, but I do know I got a movie coming out very shortly. I don't know when, but from what I understand, the director and everything else is saying that things are moving and they're pushing the date up. I don't know. We'll see. We'll see. It's not like a huge movie, but it would be very cool if it was, because the Mandela effect is, it's a real thing. It's a real thing. Regardless of what you think, I've experienced it. I have firsthand experience with the whole thing. It doesn't make any sense. You know what does make sense, though, is the fact that this channel here and all of you, it is just a wonderful thing. And it is growing, and we're reaching more people. And I love your comments. I love your stories. I love this community. I'm so grateful for all of you. And I'm thankful that you take the time to just make sure you're subscribed right now. How many people have told me, where did you go? You disappeared. I thought you stopped making videos. I do a video every other day, people. If you're not subscribed, you don't check the bell, and you don't come back, let's see if Jacob has something up. Let's see what's going on at the well. Let's see what's going on at Jacob's Ladder. If you don't just go and look, you're probably not going to be reminded, unless for whatever reason God decides, yes, let the algorithm promote this. You got to make sure you're subscribed. Hit the like button. Share the channel around. Subscribe. Get yourself some of the merch. I am a witness. You know, the hoodie's nice. You can get yourself the coffee mug. All of these things that you do, all the links are in the description of the video below. They help the channel out. Of course, you can get a copy of The Calling. This is the best novel. If you've never read a novel, I say it all the time, read this novel. You're going to love it. It's a day that I wrote about. The day that we're in, I wrote about it. Here it is. It's the most exciting time to be alive. I'm super excited. I know you are too. Don't be scared of nothing. Don't be scared of nothing. When you hear the term bloodbath, don't look at it in a natural way. Look at it as like more like a, there's going to be a time when people are either going to reap what they've sown, or people are going to be set free because they've gotten rid of the things that have kept them from living a perfect, wonderful, and holy life in Christ. All right. I love each and every one of you. Do me a favor. Hit the like button. Share. Do the stuff that you got to do. Check the notifications to make sure that they're on. And go into the description of the video. Get yourself whatever to help the channel out. Tell your friends. Thank you for my patrons. We're going to be doing something very shortly on there. Thank you for those of you that reach out to me on PayPal. Thank you to all of you. I love you. I want to stay here for another 10 minutes, but I got to go. I got to go because I got to now edit this show because I want to give you something that is just super awesome. And I hope you enjoyed it. Tell me in the comment section if you did. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.